The Jolynn Braley Show, Episode 6. How does self-love help you lose weight? Hello and welcome. This is Jolynn Braley, the FAT release coach, and this is the Jolynn Braley Show. Join me as I go beyond the food to the real issue, your mindset. What's exciting is that once you get your mindset matched up with the body you want on the outside, then doing the 10% of the solution to get that body, 10% being diet and exercise, that will then be struggle-free for you. You see, mindset is 90% of the game of achieving struggle-free, permanent success with your weight. Even Mary Kay knows this. She teaches it in her Mary Kay Cosmetics business training materials that mindset is 90% of success. Skill is only 10%. And of course, regarding the topic of food and your weight, the actions that you take to lead a healthy lifestyle are only 10% of the solution. Find out more about struggle-free permanent weight loss at fearlessfatloss.com. Okay, on today's show, the topic is, how does self-love help you lose weight? Here's a couple questions for you. For most of your life, have you been thinking that weight loss is all about diet and exercise? Have you ever wondered why it is that you cannot lose weight and simply keep it off? How many times have you asked yourself, how can I be so smart and successful but still be struggling with my weight? Well, if you have lost weight and regained it more than once in your lifetime and essentially quote-unquote tried it all when it comes to weight loss, then you've already proven to yourself that permanent weight loss is about a whole lot more than just diet and exercise. Here's a very easy way to look at it, because after all, if all a person needed was a healthy eating and exercise plan, then no one in the world would be overweight, would they? And here's why. It's very, very easy to go to the public library and find a book about how to eat healthy and exercise regularly. And I am talking about a healthy eating program and exercise program. There are so many of them out there that information is so easily available. And, however, since there is so much of that information out there, then the question is, why can't you just do it? Well, the reason you cannot just do it is because of your mindset. Mindset is 90% of the game of achieving struggle-free, permanent success with your weight. And today's topic of how does self-love help you lose weight? Well, part of a weight loss mindset must include actually falling in love with yourself. And for many people, it's even more important that they like themselves, that they learn exactly how to like themselves. Because I bet that you have at least one person in your life, either today or in the past, who you could say you love them, but you didn't necessarily like them. So falling in love with yourself is also about learning exactly how to like yourself, and this is a very timely topic since Valentine's Day is only 1 week away. This is that time of year when there are so many people out there who are desperate to find another person to love them, to take them out for Valentine's, to send them a rose, to show their love to them. However, it's backwards, because where all of that love must start is with you and you. If you do not love you and you do not love your own body, then how can you honestly and genuinely expect anyone else to fully and deeply love you? What's interesting is that if you do happen to attract another who truly loves you, all of you. What will happen is that you will not be able to accept that love. And here's why. Because you cannot accept what you do not already have for yourself. And especially if you do not believe that you deserve genuine love from another because of your weight, your overeating, or any other issue or reason that you can come up with in your life, then you will not be able to accept that love from another person. And what does all of this have to do with struggle-free permanent weight loss? Well, like I said a minute ago, part of a weight loss mindset is actually self-love, self-like, self-acceptance. It's probably very easy for you to see how often you criticize yourself and then you turn to food, either because you've criticized yourself or because someone else has criticized you, or because you're criticizing yourself because you overeat and you abuse food. But that self-criticism, that's actually the opposite of appreciating and accepting yourself as you are right now. What most people make the mistake of is thinking that a weight loss mindset is all about only positive thinking. Positive thinking will only get you so far, because if you have beliefs that are limiting you, which is an entirely different subject, but it does also tie into this topic of self-love. Well, if you believe that you don't deserve to be loved and that you'll always be fat and that you cannot lose weight, you are right. You will prove your beliefs correct. So how does self-love help you lose weight? Well, just imagine, what if you believed that you are deserving of loving yourself right now, no matter what your weight is, that you can actually lose weight? And what if you already loved yourself before you even lost that weight? What that would do is, if you were to get to that place, then that would make your journey to lose weight struggle-free. That would be one component of struggle-free permanent weight loss. However, you've probably heard this before. You have more than likely heard that it's very important to love and accept and appreciate yourself. It's a very different story, though, to tell a person, oh, just go love yourself, isn't it? Because since you have heard it before, then that's something else that you may have asked yourself, well, why can't I just do that? Well, all of these things, struggle-free permanent weight loss, a weight loss mindset, falling in love with yourself, transforming your limiting beliefs so that you actually can believe that you deserve to lose weight and keep it off, all of these different things, and there are so many more, it can be very difficult to put all that together on your own. The easiest way to get a weight loss mindset is to simply follow a step-by-step proven system that has already been put together, that others have already done, and it's given these other people struggle-free permanent weight loss. And on this topic of self-love, here's a really great example from one of my permanent weight loss coaching clients, Katie. Now, Katie, just like all of the other wonderful, inspiring people that come to me, they want to lose weight and keep it off, and that's what Katie wanted too. And while she did achieve struggle-free weight loss, she also experienced transformation in all other areas of her life, which probably makes sense to you since your mindset and your body go with you every place you go. And one of the interesting and very exciting transformations that Katie experienced is that she said that, in her words, her husband became her love slave, which was, that's pretty neat. And what she meant was that he became very, very loving and there for her. They were having wonderful conversations. Their marriage is just so, so, so much better than it used to be. They are enjoying each other and communicating well and having fun, and it's just an awesome thing for Katie. And what's interesting is about Katie's transformation in her marriage, though, is that her husband did not change at all. He was still the same person. What happened here is that because Katie got a weight loss mindset, in order to lose weight and keep it off without struggle, in order to not only drop the fat struggle-free but keep it off, she had to get the weight loss mindset. And a part of a weight loss mindset is falling in love with yourself. And when she truly and genuinely, authentically fell in love with herself and could appreciate herself just as she was, even before she lost weight, she released all of that self-criticism and self-judgment. And then her husband, the same man that he'd always been, he was then able to give to her what he'd been trying to give to her all along. So Katie could now receive the love from her husband because she now feels so good about herself. Again, not because she lost weight, she felt good about herself before losing the weight. And because of her inner transformation to get a weight loss mindset, which was all a result of my step-by-step proven system, the Inner Self Diet, it was her inner self transformation that Katie achieved that then allowed her to lose the weight struggle-free and transformed her relationships in all areas of her life, which is really exciting. And she deserves a huge round of applause for that, because while I was her mentor and her coach, she took action with all of the inner self tools, all of the processes that I walked her through. She participated with an open mind and an open heart, and she did all of the steps of the Inner Self Diet, and that's what got her to where she is right now. And that's like that with anything in your life. You could go buy a book, and maybe it teaches you how to program a computer. But if you don't actually do the steps that are in that book, what kind of results are you going to get in your computer? You won't get any, will you? Or you'll keep getting the same results that you're already getting without taking action with the steps in that book. And it's the same thing with my inspiring and very awesome clients that I work with who I mentor through the Inner Self Diet. And like I said, the mindset transformation that Katie experienced, it did not impact only her weight, because here's a way to look at this and you'll understand. You'll understand why it is that once you get a weight loss mindset, you cannot help but transform every single area of your life. Because just imagine, is it possible to take off your current mindset and hang it up in the closet for even 15 minutes while you walk away from it in your body without your mind? How could you do that? How can you move your body without having the thought to do so? And then what about your body? Can you leave it in the closet for 15 minutes? Just hang it up and then walk away with only your mind and live your life for those 15 minutes without your body, leaving all of your overweight struggles, your excess fat, the physical fat, not to mention, of course, there's the FAT, that those are your fear-attracting thoughts, and an FAT mindset is the exact opposite of a weight loss mindset. So not only are you dealing with the overweight body, but also the overweight mindset filled with the fear-attracting thoughts. But either of those, how can you hang up either of those and leave them in the closet for 15 minutes or even 1 minute and walk away from either one of those? You really can't, can you? It's impossible. It's impossible to leave your mindset out of any area of your life, just like you cannot leave your body out of any area of your life. You must take both with you everywhere. Now, you could, if you wanted to, you could leave your house, leave your car, leave all of your physical belongings behind, and you could walk away and walk over to the next town and look for a new place to live there. But guess what you'd still be taking with you? You would still have the same mindset you have now and your body. Your mind and your body go with you everywhere. And it is your mind that leads your body. That is why 90% of achieving struggle-free permanent success with your weight is about mindset. Only 10% is the physical action that you take to live a healthy and fit lifestyle. When you get that mindset sorted out, and you get a core, solid weight loss mindset, which goes far, far, far beyond simple positive thinking, Then once you have that mindset, then the 10%, which is how to eat and exercise, living a healthy lifestyle, that all becomes simple. That becomes struggle-free. You become a person who you would not think of not living a healthy lifestyle because it just becomes who you are. And then that means that you actually are loving yourself. You actually love your body. You praise yourself and appreciate yourself instead of criticize yourself. Your FAT mindset, filled with fear attracting thoughts, is replaced with a weight loss mindset. And self-love, therefore, being part of a weight loss mindset, it is a massive part and ingredient of achieving struggle-free permanent weight loss. Okay, let's take a quick commercial break here on today's show, and I invite you to go to fearlessfatloss.com/show-bonus, and there you can grab your free bonus. It's a free 5-day e-course. And what that will do is it will help you discover what's really been holding you back from losing weight for good and what you can do about it. That e-course is titled, Is Your Mindset Fit or FAT? And you can find that at www.fearlessfatloss.com/show-bonus. Okay, let's give some shout-outs here. Shout-outs go out each week to all of the new people who have gone to thejolynbraleyshow.com and clicked the like button to like the show's Facebook page. And I love giving these shout outs. It's a lot of fun, and I 100% appreciate each one of you who has liked the Jolynn Braley Show's Facebook page since the last show, last week. So this week's shout-outs go out to Dina, Bruce, Sheridan, Allie, Jamie, and Brad. Thank you so much to each of you for liking our Facebook page. And if you're listening right now and you are someone who has not liked the page yet, you'll get a shout out from me when you do that. And once again, all you have to do is go to thejolynbraleyshow.com and click the like button to like the page. All right, so a question of the day for you. In each weekly show, I have at least one question of the day for you. Sometimes there's more than one. And today there is one because it is a big question. And what I invite you to do is write this down on paper and then write your answer underneath, doing this with pen. Here's a very important tip. When I work with my wonderful permanent weight loss coaching clients, I have them write all exercises, written exercises, pen on paper. There's actually a connection that occurs between the hand, the brain, and the heart that you miss out on when typing on a keyboard. So the question of the day, how exactly can you love yourself more today? Right where you are, in the body you're in. And underneath that question, list out all of the ways that you can love yourself today in the body you're already in. I would suggest that they not include food, but if you are able to love yourself with food and feel absolutely 100% fantastic about it before you eat, while you're eating, and after you eat, and a day after you eat that food, then that's great. What that would tell me is that you must already be living as a naturally slender person and that you don't have any struggle with food or your weight. So that would be a really good thing. Otherwise, if you are struggling with food and your weight and you have been there and done that and you are so sick and tired and fed up and frustrated with the struggle, then I would suggest that you not include food in the ways that you can love yourself more today. Also, I would suggest that if that is you and you really do seriously want to drop that struggle behind you, leave it in the dust, and actually move on with your life, And which means getting a weight loss mindset so that you can achieve struggle-free permanent weight loss, then definitely be sure and grab my free e-course at fearlessfatloss.com, because that's a baby step that you can take in that direction. Okay, so here on today's show, what you learned is you learned how self-love ties into a weight loss mindset. And therefore, since you know that your mindset is 90% of the game of achieving struggle-free permanent success with your weight, then you also know that self-love is one of the many ingredients of a weight loss mindset. And it's extremely important that you do learn exactly how to love yourself right now and like yourself where you are right now at this moment in time. All of your power lies in the present moment. And you cannot create in the future, you cannot create in the past, it's all about right now. So whatever you do now will create what your results will be in the future. So you learned also about a little bit about what an FAT mindset is and how that is a perfect match to an overweight, unhealthy, feel-bad body, because that FAT mindset is filled with the fear-attracting thoughts, and that's what matches the body that you have now. And what's exciting about that, you also learn that a weight loss mindset, when you replace that FAT mindset with the weight loss mindset, then the 10% of getting the body of your dreams, which is how you eat and exercise, that becomes struggle-free for you. You also learned that it's impossible to leave your mindset or your body out of any area of your life. You cannot just hang it up in the closet for 15 minutes and walk away from it. Another thing you learned is that once you get a weight loss mindset, not only do you achieve struggle-free weight loss, but all areas of your life transform, including your relationships. So, thank you so much for being here today. Be sure to go to thejolynbraleyshow.com and like our Facebook page, and you'll get a shout out from me on an upcoming show. If you're subscribed to the show on iTunes, go ahead and give the show a 5-star rating. Now, next week's show will be on the topic of, if you feel like you can't stop eating, but you still want to lose weight, then what is that about? Thank you so much for being here today. This is Jolynn Braley, the FAT Release Coach, and you've been listening to The Jolynn Braley Show. Find out more at fearlessfatloss.com, and here's to your best life in your ideal body.